In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At occasion recently, to bump into somebody that I see around town, places that I stop off, she's, I think, a Christian, not an Orthodox Christian, and she said, "Oh, it must be hard for you this time of year, doing all the things that you have to do for Christmas." And I thought about it, and I said, "It's really not that hard, because this time of year is not much different than any other time of year. It's not somehow I'm going to go to church more often. I go to church all the time. And there are always confessions to be heard, and people in the hospital that need to be visited, and sermons to write, and emails to return." And so I appreciate what she was saying, but it's really not that different. And then I started thinking, is Christmas any different for us as practicing Orthodox Christians? And should it even be different? As has been pointed out frequently by people more learned than I, even very recently at His Eminence's Christmas party, the Feast of Christmas is actually one of the feasts that came from west to east. It started in the western part of the church first, and then became popular in the eastern part of the church. In the eastern church, the great winter feast was Theophany, that we will celebrate on January 6th, the baptism of Jesus and the blessing of waters. And with that celebration, we have something that's unique, this service of the blessing of waters and the sprinkling with holy water, and then taking it back to our homes, and then we hope calling the priest to have the priest come and bless your home, etc. All that makes Theophany unique. And even though postmodern humans may not appreciate the blessing with holy water, we know how powerful that is, to bless everything that we have with that water that has been reclaimed, with that water that is no longer touched by original sin. Because what it means is that we are reclaiming our whole life for Jesus. And Christmas doesn't have that. Christmas does not have Holy Week. It doesn't have blessing of waters. It's just us gathering for liturgy. But I would submit that Christmas should not feel different for us, because we need to understand why Christmas is different for a lot of the world. For a lot of the world, Christmas is the one time during the year when people actually deliberately try to think about the needs and desires and wants of other people. It's when there are many fundraising activities for good will causes. And it's when we think about, what should I buy this person for Christmas? Who should I invite for Christmas dinner? What should I prepare? What would they like? We're always thinking about other people. That's a good thing, by the way. That knocks us out of the unfortunate groove that most of us are stuck in during the year, which is to think about ourselves. How do I get through the day? How do I manage my boss? How do I get all this done? How do I get dinner made in time and also get my work done, and etc.? You know how that is. But it shouldn't be that way. And for us, I pray it isn't that way. For us, I pray that we spend all of the year thinking about other people and loving them. Because that's what we're really talking about. When I put other people first, it means that I love them. And it means that I love them more than I love myself, which is a hard thing for all of us to do. In the first epistle of St. John, he writes this. This is from chapter 4. "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And he who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love." So the more I love other people, the more I am manifesting the presence of God. The more I love God, the more I should love other people. And that's how we're supposed to live as Christians. It's like the old preacher story. I'm sure that everyone here has heard it at least in one version or another over the years, but it goes something like this. A person reposes and is given the opportunity to view both hell and heaven. He's taken to hell, and of course there's this a very long banquet table with all kinds of luscious, wonderful food on it. And everybody in hell has been given a 4-foot spoon to eat with. And they're all starving because obviously no one can bend his or her arm in such a way to eat with a 4-foot spoon. So there's all this beautiful food on the table with people who are starving. And in heaven there's also a long table filled with sumptuous food that's been consumed. And people who are well fed, but there are still 4-foot spoons. And the question is asked, how could that be possible? And the answer is obvious. It's because in heaven, people spoon out the food with their own spoon and then reach across and feed their neighbor. And that's really what this love is all about, this love for one another. The more we think about others, the more well-fed we become, because the closer we are, you and I are, to God. Now, people feel better at Christmas, and they do it because they are more loving. And truly, I will say to you, the more you love your brother and sister, your relative, your neighbor, the stranger on the street, the more you put that person first, the more you and I will be aware of God's presence. And so we understand pretty clearly why everyone feels good at this time of year. But we also understand why some people continue to feel miserable at this time of the year. Because why? Because they're still thinking about themselves. What will that person think of my gift? What will that person think of the meal I have prepared? How can I get through the holidays knowing that I miss so-and-so so much? And it's all about me, and it's all about I, and we remain miserable. Because God is love, and love means loving my neighbor, not loving myself. And this idea of the symbiosis between love of neighbor and the love of God, love for neighbor and presence of God, also explains why many people who are practicing Christians continue to feel kind of icky. Because if a person is petty or judgmental, bitter, vindictive, hangs on to grievances, etc., you feel out of sorts because you can't love when your heart feels that way. And since we can't love when our heart is in that position, we feel estranged from God. And then we wonder, why should I even be a Christian? The answer is, well, be a Christian so that we can be freed of pettiness and vindictiveness and grievances and judgmental attitudes. All of us are no doubt aware of John 3:16. In case you forget it, it's said at every liturgy. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that he who loves him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is the essence of our faith. This is the essence of what we will be celebrating at Christmas. And here at Holy Trinity, we will do 2 services, one tomorrow morning and one tomorrow evening, so that the cathedral can have their liturgy on the 25th. This incarnation of the Son of God is the basis of our Christian joy. It's the basis of our Christmas joy. This act of love, God becoming man to save us, is why we are compelled to return that love for him and that love for our neighbor. Elsewhere in 1 John, we have these words, very famous words that we all know as well. We love because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. He became man so that you and I could love, so that you and I could put away the pettiness and the vindictiveness, the selfishness, and all of that, and we could love. He, with a capital H, makes it possible for us to love. So this morning, I would just ask us to do something. Take just a moment to take a little breath and let it out gently and collect ourselves. And then look around. Look around at this beautiful space. It's incredible space. Open up your ears and soak up the words of liturgy. Open up your hearts and soak up the words of liturgy. Listen to the music. Take in the sights of liturgy. Listen to all the different sounds. Even the smells of liturgy as we use incense. Come forward this morning and receive our Lord's precious body and blood. Come down to coffee hour and be in the presence of people who love one another. Share in that fellowship. Feel God's presence and be filled with love. And let that love draw each one of us ever closer to our Savior. And then rejoice. Rejoice that this feeling just doesn't have to happen to us once a year. It happens to us all the time. In fact, for virtually all of us, it's more than a once a year occurrence. As practicing Orthodox Christians, this love for God and love for neighbor is our mode of living. And so you see, dear brothers and sisters, every time we gather at this special place, this holy space, to worship, to receive communion together, to share in fellowship, there is the potential to know even with greater clarity how much God loves us and how much we love Him, how much our love for neighbor draws us closer to God, and how much our love for God opens up our hearts to be able to love our neighbor. To know that, if we wanted to, every time we gather here, we could say the words that we always say at this time of year, because we feel them. Those words are simple. They're the words that acknowledge the joy that we have in the coming of our Lord. Merry Christmas.